Welcome to the Mold Matters Podcast. Whether you are looking for help recovering from mold illness or just want to learn more about creating a safe environment for your family, this podcast is the place for you.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Jeremy Evans here with Mike Adams for a podcast.
Hi, Jer.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Not just any podcast, the Mold Matters podcast.
Well, mold does matter.
Yeah. It does matter, and it's made of matter.
Yes.
And if you denature it, it becomes inert matter.
Inert nothingness. Yes.
Anyways, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I actually treated the kitchen this morning.
Oh, you did?
And a house that I treated last week, and some of the stuff was still wet, and I knew that I was going to be back.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, I was back today.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to talk about some mold today?
Yeah, let's talk about, I've talked about my mom's story about her being really, really sick.
Yeah.
Part of her journey to finally passing away at the young age of 72 was they had a furnace that went out.
Yeah.
They hired a company to come in and replace their furnace. And then this guy talked them into putting in a whole house humidifier.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've heard that story many times, but I didn't know the humidifier was involved.
Yeah. Yes. And he told my mom and dad, you probably need to keep your house humid enough that your windows condensate. That's your telltale sign that you got it about right.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now I look back now. Back then, I didn't know anything about. I mean, pure maintenance was not a thing back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it. It seemed kind of strange at the time, but
yeah, you want to soak those windows.
If you whatever possible way you can create a environment where mold will grow, let's do that. Let's do that right away.
That's a good introduction, Mike, to the topic of humidifiers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people often ask us about them, don't they?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And more than that, I'll just say, in fact, what spurred the topic today is it's not uncommon to have, you know, someone talking to us about, okay, what's wrong with my house? Why do I have mold? Why are we sick?
Right.
And in this example today, which is very common, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on in there. And then just kind of in passing, it's often in passing, like, well, yeah. And then, we cranked up the humidifiers, da, 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 da. What? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, right. Hang on.
And oftentimes they crank up the humidifiers because they're sick.
Yeah.
But they're sick because of the mold.
Yeah.
Or they have allergies, allergy-like symptoms.
Yeah.
And in fact, I was just talking to Tony, my wife, before this, and she said, what's your podcast about? And I said, humidifiers. And she said, yeah, Shirley had, that's my mom, Shirley had one. And I said, yeah, I was going to bring that up. And she said, Shirley thought that she needed a humidifier because she always had sinus issues.
Uh-huh.
She thought the humidifier would knock the dust down. She thought the dust was causing her sinus issues.
Uh-huh.
And obviously that's not the case. you have sinus issues because you have mold.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's one possible reason why you might want a humidifier, right? You've got some kind of, what are the common reasons people even want their air more humid?
Well, some say that they get static shocks when they turn on the lights. I've had customers say, I have to run my humidifier, otherwise I get shocked every time I turn on the lights.
So when they do turn up the humidity in the home, it's less?
It's less. It is. It definitely is less. It takes the static down.
Okay.
But it's really interesting. I've said this for years. It's a really common denominator that our customers that have dealt with mold toxicity get shocked when they.
Yeah.
In fact, I remember telling a customer, just trust me. Let me fog it, because I told her, turn that humidifier completely off. In fact, just disable it.
Yeah.
Right? And she said, I have to run it. And I said, just trust me. Just trust me. Let me treat your home.
Mm-hmm.
And
because she was getting shocked,
yeah,
right?
She's
like, I have to run this humidifier.
Yeah. I said, let me treat your home. Let's see how you feel. And it took a couple of weeks, but she did call back, and she said, the humidifier is not running, and I'm not getting shocked anymore.
Oh, so it was just the mold.
Yeah. But I always wondered, so I looked it up.
Yeah. What is that?
In fact, Dr. Wright, that's on our staff, he told me about this also.
Yeah,
and I'd kind of forgotten it. But yeah. So this is from the fullyfunctional.com website. It says some of the more unusual symptoms, such as a metallic taste in the mouth or increased static shocks, are pretty unique to mold exposure and can be a telltale sign. Mm-hmm. If you know or suspect you've been exposed to water, you should see if you relate to any of the following symptoms. And then it talks about, you know, post nasal drip and sore throat and sinus infections, mm-hmm. and all that. But the other one I was trying to find, which I've lost now, of course, is here it is. Exposure to mycotoxins can result in many issues within your body, including dysregulation of the antidiuretic hormone, ADR, antidiuretic, mm-hmm. hormone. This can result in frequent thirst, which my mom was always thirsty. In fact, really? At one point they said, you're drinking too much water. You're washing away all the minerals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the doctors. I tell you.
Washing away the
minerals. Yeah. So frequent thirst, frequent urination, static discharge, dehydration, and frequent headaches.
Yeah.
So it's right there. It's the mycotoxins. And I honestly don't think they know if it's the mycotoxins or if it's the mold. It's mold,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Some part of the mold's making them.
But yeah, it's a common thing. So they humidify their home, which actually puts in more mold in the home.
More mold in the home, but.
But those darn shocks are better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shocks are better.
It's a trade-off, right?
It's a trade-off, yeah. Well, I've also talked to people, so that's one reason why they do it. And I've also talked to, there's some other reasons.
Yeah,
why.
Some people think, like my mom, that it just keeps the dust down.
Dust down, okay.
And
I know just general, we're in a dry climate here.
Yeah.
So I know some people just skin
gets
dry.
Right.
You know, their throat gets dry, mm-hmm. their nose gets, well, even blood, we've talked about this, but bloody noses sometimes when you're at night, it gets so dry in there.
Which coincidentally, bloody noses is also
a symptom
related
to
mold. Yeah. So
who knows, right?
Right. It's it's a chicken and the egg thing. You know?
Yeah.
But I know that when we had sick kids growing up, we would always start the humidifier and put like Vicks or something in the humidifier. Yeah. But here's the big difference. And this is what I encourage people to do. If they feel like they need to humidify the kid's bedroom or whatever for a few nights while they're sick, just get a cheap little humidifier. You can get it at Walmart or CVS or wherever. That thing is $20. You can throw it away when you're done or clean it out really good.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about it harboring mold.
Yeah.
Like what happens with the whole house humidifiers.
Yeah, we'll get to whole house, but I'll say on that on those little individual units.
Yeah.
I just want to echo what you said in the sense that what I've realized, anything that you're putting water in, obviously then becomes a potential source for mold.
Right.
So I can't tell you how many, I mean, even just recently I had a, especially if you let it sit, right?
Yeah.
I think if you're constantly running those things and cleaning them out occasionally, you're fine. But I had a water pick, you know, those water picks that they flush out your teeth. I had one, used it a bunch, and then I went out of town and there was a stretch of a few weeks where I didn't use it. Next time I used it, it started, you know, spitting water into my mouth and it tasted moldy.
You could tell right away.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, wow. And I think it was because the other thing about humidifiers, water picks, you know, even water purifying machines, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of enclosed, and so they harbor that water moisture, and it's not hard for like a spore to get in there.
Well, and for all you know, because we have treated your home, for all you know, you may have tiny amounts of mold in your water supply.
Yeah.
So we had a home that
I believe
that. Absolutely had mold in the water supply. I told that story before, didn't
I? Yeah, you have.
Yeah. But
you can retell it if you want.
Well, it's just, you know, I treated the home to make sure that it was a home we just moved into. Long story, but it was a rental home. And we treated it because I knew Tony was really sensitive to mold.
Yeah.
Seemed like it was pretty all right, but she still kind of had symptoms. And it was kind of, I took tests and the home seemed fine and I was kind of perplexed. And then one day, it was right before Thanksgiving, she made a Jell-O salad. Mm-hmm. Jell-O's big here in Utah. And put a cover over the, it was in a glass, like cake pan.
Yeah.
And put a airtight cover over it.
Yeah.
You've seen those little.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Plastic
anyway.
Lid, yeah.
Anyway, she forgets to serve it because she'd put it in the back of the fridge a couple of days before Thanksgiving. She forgets to set it out for Thanksgiving. So a week later, she's like, oh, my word, I forgot to put the Jell-O out for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll eat that right now.
Yeah.
So I opened it up, and the entire top layer of that thing was a fuzzy, moldy mess.
What color? Green? Black?
Greenish-whitish.
Greenish-whitish? Yeah. Oh, man.
It was crazy, but I realized right then the mold in this rental home is in the water.
Yeah.
And every time we shower, we're atomizing that mold.
Yeah.
And what had happened is they had refurbished the home, but it sat vacant for months.
Mm-hmm.
And all that water that just sat in the lines probably inoculated the lines even.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was real bad.
Well, to that point, you know, even recently I was using one of those, you know, those fancy schmancy water bottles that's metal. I don't know exactly what it's made of, but it keeps your water, you know, temperature controlled or whatever.
Yeah.
Even those, I drank some and then I let it sit for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I kind of in my mind thought, it's fine. Next time then I opened it and I smelled it and I was like, oh, that doesn't smell good in there.
Yeah.
And it could be the water.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it could be the water and just any of these little devices where you're kind of trapping moisture.
Yeah. They're a bad idea.
You gotta be really careful. I understand using some of them, but I think in the humidifiers, that's a big issue, even with the personal individual ones. But you're saying, okay, if someone needs one when they're sleeping, just get a little one.
Just get a little cheap one. And honestly, and throw it away.
Chuck it when you're done.
Yeah. Or just do a heck of a job drying it out and cleaning it.
Yeah.
But I mean, $20, just chuck it.
Chuck it, yeah.
Chuck it, and if your home's healthy, then your kids shouldn't get sick that often.
Yeah. So that's individual humidifiers. Let's talk about the big boys that we put on our furnaces and our HVACs.
Yeah, so there's two types. The type my mom and dad had that obviously humidified the home very well because their windows just had condensation all the time in there. They had one that I think is called a bypass whole home humidifier.
Yeah.
And it basically works like kind of like people in the South don't know about these, but people in the desert states, it works like a swamp cooler.
Yeah.
It wets down a pad.
Yeah.
And then the water or the air passes over it, takes the humidity out with it.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly humidifies the house.
And then it spreads it out throughout the registers, right? The air registers.
Well, at least the first couple. Because you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, go ahead and you explain it.
Well, it came from a house that I went to maybe a year and a half ago, and we were trying to figure out the mold. Like, where's this mold coming from? Where are these people's symptoms coming from? What's going on? No visible signs, really, except for the window seals, if I remember right. But we eventually traced it to, again, a key word. Oh, you have a humidifier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that. We go into the furnace room, da, da, da. And they're like, oh, yeah. And for some reason in our house, this room, this office they showed me, it gets crazy humid in here. Well, we brought in a hygrometer, and it's like 80%+ relative humidity. And the windows and the walls get wet. And I'm like, one room? And that. And so I go down to the furnace room. And I'm doing, you know, in my mind, it's a huge house, but I'm kind of like trying to figure out, where am I in relation to that room? And I asked the guy, and he's like, oh, we're right below it. So I followed the trunk.
So that's the first room.
The first room it goes into is the room that's like wet.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, well, okay, what about the next room next to it? Is that humid? He's like, yeah, not as much.
What about the next room down?
And so we kind of determined, like, okay, I see what's going on here. And this is probably, don't you think this is probably the biggest problem with these things is their ability to evenly distribute the humidity?
Yeah, it cannot evenly distribute it. Yeah.
Yeah. They basically try to humidify from the utility room, from the furnace unit itself.
And oftentimes the control is down there as well.
Yeah. And like the thermostat of sorts that tells you how much humidity. So it's going to pump out a ton of humidity. It's going to dump a bunch in the first room, a little less in the second room.
And obviously that is because humidity has weight to it, and it's heavy. It's not getting, it doesn't have vapor pressure to it. It's going to
Yeah.
It's going to fall out as soon as it can fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so by the time you get to the end of that trunk, you don't have hardly as much humidity. And then by the time the humidity gets back to the control itself, you know, the humidity's dropped quite a bit. So you got to crank it up some more.
Right.
So that you can get that humidity up. You know, I wanted it 40. We were at 30. I wanted it 40. So you keep cranking it up. Meanwhile, half the house gets really, really humid.
The other half still can't get
to 40. The other half can't get to 40. So
then the one room's so wet that you go back and say, well, I got to turn this way down.
Yeah.
And then everything's dried out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
you know, mold, I mean, it loves moisture, but those wet, dry cycles are probably just creating lots of havoc as far as mold goes, right?
Absolutely, because, well... It certainly creates a weird dynamic where you're going to have growing mold and then you're going to have stress mold.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have growing mold and then you're going to have stress mold.
Yeah, because it'll stress and then it'll spore out or,
you
know, then it starts growing and who knows what, you know, it'll start expanding, maybe spit out some mycotoxins, then goes back to sporing and it just, it's not a good scenario. So I think, you know, a lot of people in these dry states, not a lot, but I mean, you encounter it semi-frequently. So
I would say 50% of homes I'm in have one of these. Maybe that's high, but I don't think so.
So what would you say to someone who had one on their unit?
I say it all the time to them, just get rid of that thing. I don't even like the idea of just turning it off.
Because, I don't either.
Because that pad likely still has mold in it.
Yeah.
And the air is passing over that pad.
Yeah.
And I mean, there is a lot of them have like a bypass mechanism that's supposed to block it off.
Yeah.
But it's not airtight.
Yeah.
No,
so
no chance.
It's using, you know, some Venturi to pull out of there.
Yeah.
And you've pulled off the covers on those humidifiers before and seen some nasty.
In fact, just last week I took a pad and showed it to the customer and she was just like, what on earth?
Yeah.
And she said, that just stays right there though, right? No, 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 this furnace here is distributing the mold and toxins throughout your house.
It's kind of like your favorite thing, sponges. You kind of put a nasty sponge in your furnace.
Yeah, right.
And then...
Well, not only that, put a nasty sponge in there, but then keep adding water to the sponge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just feed it a little water here and there. And... Yeah, so I think you're right. Disconnect if you can get the... You're usually able to take them off.
Yeah.
It takes a little more effort.
Just get some of that ductwork foil tape over it.
Tape over where the hole is or whatever. Yeah, so, okay.
So I was going to say, the other kind of whole house humidifiers is one that it has a heating element in it and it makes steam.
Yeah.
You don't see them very often because they're more expensive. But
and they use metal. They heat up metal, right?
Yeah, it's like a metal... it's like a heating element.
Yeah, it's a heating element.
And then the water passes over it. Supposedly, it uses less water than what the bypass humidifier uses. Uh-huh. But either way, you have the same issues.
Those ones, if you're comparing, are probably a little better, right?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think either of them are very good.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah. So, kind of an interesting side note here. We were just chatting before this, and maybe we ought to do a podcast on Heifel fragments, but I was looking at some spore trap test results, and not very high spore counts, but lots of Heifel fragments.
Yeah.
And by the end, we realized they were turning on the humidifier. They had three humidifiers on all three of their furnaces.
Yeah.
And it started to make sense to me. Okay. Because Heifel fragments, you know, often appear when you've got some active mold
growth
activity, reproduction, and the mold will spit those out into the environment. But there wasn't a sign of mold in the house as far as visually seeing the mold.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes sense. Out of four or five tests, four or five of them had high Heifel fragments.
Yeah.
But not really high spores.
Yeah.
It's not sporing. It's just producing, reproducing all over the house. So, as far as humidifying your home, you're saying we ought to just stick to individual units then?
Yeah.
Disconnect what you've got.
I honestly think it's overstated.
Yeah.
Even in Utah, we're at 30% outside, right?
Yeah.
And granted, in the winter, it's going to dry your house out a little bit more. But sometimes in the winter here, it's 50%
outside. Yeah, it goes higher too.
Yeah. So I would, if I had to choose between a house that's constantly at 30% or constantly at 60%, yeah. I'd take the 30% every time.
Yeah.
That to me is light years more safe than a 60%.
Yeah. And let me throw this idea and see what you think. Because I think, you know, you talk about windows condensating, yeah. right? I mean, they already are prone to condensation because it's hot outside and cold inside.
Or cold outside
and hot inside. So they're already, you know, even really well-built homes, I feel like they're always kind of on the edge of, like, yeah. condensating, or they still will condensate.
It's almost like every surface in a house is on the edge.
Yeah.
Because most houses are between, you know, 65 degrees and 72 degrees.
Yeah.
So we're on the edge of condensing anyway.
Yeah.
Or hitting the dew point temperature.
Yeah. And that's what I think, you know, you try to humidify the whole home. It's like you're already kind of on the edge of mold growth. We found this sweet spot. So anything, even a little thing like raising the humidity a little, some people are like, well, I didn't raise it. You know, I've kept it at 38, which again, we debunked that myth. That's 38 on the actual control. I bet if you went around the whole house, you wouldn't have
38. It'd be drastically different.
Yeah. But even if it was, I think you're just throwing moisture in the environment and it's going to, you know, it'll find those areas that are right on the edge, like the windows.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing we didn't talk about is it just, to me, it's just a bad idea to put water in a ductwork system that you can't see what's going on in there.
Yeah.
You know, how many horror stories have we heard where people say, oh, my ducts were just full of mold.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is because most of the ducts are in the pond.
Yeah.
Or some kind of a swampy area.
Yeah.
And they get moldy.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's the ducts in your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to keep your ducks
Abby
in
did
a row.
Not even, Abby did not even smile at that.
You got to keep your ducks in a row.
You got to keep your
I've
ducks in a row.
I've heard you say
row.
That
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so. You know, I bet if, again, I think you're right. And kind of when we were talking about that one house, I bet that ducting too, the first, I don't know, 20, 30 feet of that ducting, I bet is really moist.
I promise you it was.
Yeah. Luckily, there's airflow, which, you know, hopefully like dries it out.
So something just hit me. Maybe that's why the industry came up with the steam. Because the steam will carry better than what the wet, humid yeah. air will, I would yeah. think. Maybe they were trying to address that. I don't know that
I
for
don't
sure.
know, yeah.
But either way, it's not a great idea.
It's not a great idea. I know a lot of HVAC guys, it's an upsell for them.
Yeah, right.
So, and I don't know if they make extra. I imagine they make a little bit of extra money on that too. So yeah. I wouldn't fall for that. Yeah. That trick, you know, we talked about this before with ERVs, some of the fancy schmancy stuff coming out, especially with your HVAC unit. I would give it 10, 15 years to see how the world, how yeah. it reacts in homes and then decide yeah. if you want to put that in your
You
home.
Do kind of wonder, like, where's the scientific studies to these yeah. things, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, I know. People are kind of guessing.
Yeah.
But
so I think, I don't know, do you think we covered humidifiers
yeah.
well enough?
Yeah, I think we've convinced everybody that at least Mike and Jeremy don't like them. Yeah. And Abby certainly does not like them.
I will say, you know, I don't mind if I go to a more humid area, you know, state, for example, yeah. depending on the time of the year, breathing in that air, sometimes it does kind of feel good to have like some humid air to breathe in. Yeah. But most of the time
it's not.
Most of the time I don't like
you and
it.
You and I were in Louisiana. What was the Louisiana swampland.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember what that's called. It's where the gator hunters show is.
Yeah. Just in the deep swamps.
The Louisiana Bayou was where bayou. We were. Yeah. That was unbelievable. Wasn't
oh,
it?
I felt like I was drinking water every time I breathed
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Remember we pulled up to that gas station and we were like
oh the windows
that,
were
that window,
dripping.
Yeah.
Dripping with
dripping.
Moisture.
We were like, is that on the outside or the inside? Of
what did we determine?
It was on the outside.
It was on the outside, yeah. just like...
Because they had the air conditioner just cranking inside.
Inside.
So it was cold.
It was stinking hot and wet outside. Yeah. And just...
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
If you haven't guessed, there is a decent amount of mold in Louisiana.
Yes.
Based on that story yes. alone. Yes. Probably one of the moldiest states out there.
Our guy in Louisiana can supersize a McDonald's anytime he wants.
He's got, anyways, that's funny. All right, anything else, Abby, that we missed? That's our producer, Abby. No, okay.
Abby on the other side of the glass.
On the other side of the glass. Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Jer.
Till next podcast.
All right, take care, everyone.
Take care. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Mold Matters podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more in-depth information on mold illness and recovery.